Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome in to Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. So you want a day off, they said. You want to take the day. You want to spend some time with your family, Danny Hoohey. You'll come back. You'll get 4.5 hours, but you won't have enough time to cover everything. It's like we were out for a week with all the stuff going on. This is insane.
I like the break. You work for 2 days. It's time to take a time out and have another day in between. A lot of people think we're off because of the inauguration. That's not true. We just needed a time out. It was just too much to do Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I don't think so. This is the drawback, though. You touched on it. A lot of things are happening. By the way, just a quick nugget. Do you like this? Do you like this nugget? 21st day of the 21st year of the 21st century. How about that? Well, 21 piece.
I hadn't considered that, but you're on to something, it seems like. This is part of our new contract, by the way. We're going to be on a Mondays and Tuesdays and Thursdays and Fridays, but we get Wednesdays off to recuperate.
Big deal.
That was kind of what we were able to strike with our agents. We had a lot of leverage and a lot of power in our negotiation with Intercom. I kid because I care. They told us to kick rocks and do what they say. So we will be here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but it was difficult for staffers at the station to get into D.C. with the inauguration yesterday, so that's why you got the replay. So here's what we'll do. I mean, normally we just come out of the shoot with the A topic, and we go hard in the paint like, howdy, 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 Heidi White, and we're not able to catch passes from the post, and we just have cinder blocks for hands. There's so much going on. I just want to throw the ball around and cover a little bit of everything with you. Go an inch deep and a mile wide, and we can come back over these 4.5 hours and get into all of this. I should let people know that Randy Mueller is going to be on the show at 3 o'clock, former executive of the year in the NFL. We like him. He's a good guest, and we want to talk to him about two things going on with the Washington football team. The first is their restructure of their front office. The second is them being linked to Deshaun Watson. But a couple of even more timely NFL notes within the last 20 minutes. Dwayne Haskins to the Pittsburgh Steelers appears to be happening. Haskins at his best. This is not who in any way he's looked like as a player, Danny, but at his best, he's got the Ben Roethlisberger kind of body and ability to stand in the pocket, take on contact, has the big arm. So maybe they're looking for that starter kit. You knew he was going to get an opportunity somewhere going into next season. It looks like it's going to be in Pittsburgh.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect for him. Because is Mike Tomlin, we could play a little game. Will Mike Tomlin put up with it? Nope, he will not. Mike Tomlin will not put up with your shenanigans, your tomfoolery, your chicanery, your ballyhoo. Out the window. Mike Tomlin, adult. Mike Tomlin makes people accountable. This is exactly what Dwayne Haskins needs to reclaim. I don't know if he'll ever get back, honestly, to the status of one-time prospect, a guy that could lead a franchise one day, project, but something worth pursuing. There's rust right now. There's a lot of discoloration. And this is the perfect strategy. You're behind a Hall of Famer. There's no rush. You're going to a wonderful culture, maybe one of the 3 or 4 best cultures in the league, and maybe in all of sports, with an absolute no-nonsense grown-up in charge of your development. This is exactly what he should have done. This is exactly, frankly, what guys that sort of bomb out in their first locale should do, is go and take your time and be patient. The book isn't written yet. You're 23 years old. Let yourself write a couple new chapters. Do an internship here, because you probably weren't ready for the job you were handed. Now we know that, and now you should know that too. Smart, smart, smart. I love that.
I love it if there's another starter brought in. I mean, here's the problem, is you acted like Ben Roethlisberger starting next year, and he's there for another 2 seasons.
You're right. I did assume that. You're right.
I have no idea if that's the case. He stunk a lot of the second half of this year, and I think they need a starting quarterback. Now, they don't grow on trees, and they're hard to come by, and they may keep Ben Roethlisberger because he is passable. I mean, you look at his numbers. He did have an okay season in that offense, but I thought he held them back. So if this is a situation where it's Roethlisberger into next year and Haskins might get on the field because Roethlisberger gets hurt all the time. He didn't this year by design. They didn't allow him to get touched. He got the ball out faster than any quarterback in the league because they realized
14 sacks allowed this year for Pittsburgh.
By design. His body just can't take any contact anymore or he misses a month. So if the plan is, well, they're going to go get a starter and Haskins is going to be the long-term backup to that guy, then I'm with you. Well, everything you said is correct. But if Roethlisberger is either back, I don't think he's the long-term answer, or they have some competition Haskins is a part of and he might be on the field again soon, I'm not sure that it was the best landing spot. But here's what I love about it. I think Mike Tomlin is a good guy to be around in any regard, whether it's football or life. I think he will benefit Dwayne Haskins. The other news, and this came out within the last 10 minutes, is that the Eagles appear to have found their head coach. Sounds like Nick Sirianni, who's the offensive coordinator of the Indianapolis Colts, who worked for Frank Reich. Reich, of course, has ties to Philadelphia, to Doug Peterson. So there is this weird kind of linking and incestuous relationship with all these people that have worked together. I don't know anything about Sirianni. I won't pretend to. I don't even know if I'm saying his name correctly. But they are hiring the offensive coordinator of the Colts. And I was wrong about this because when they fired Doug Peterson, I said, oh, they got a guy. They got someone that they know is going to take the job. They're going with a big name. Maybe it's Lincoln Riley. Maybe it's Eric Bieniemy. And they're going with a guy that honestly hasn't even had his name out there that much in this cycle. I haven't even heard him doing any other interviews. So he must have really blown them away. But it is odd that he comes out of obscurity to get this job. And if the Texans don't hire Eric Bieniemy or Brian Daboll, both of those guys are not going to get a gig this time around.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Again, not the George Clooney confusing movie. Sirianni. Sirianni is what we're looking for. I don't know how to say it, but it's not Sirianna. I know anything about him, and I'm with you. I thought they had something in their back pocket, and this does, you wouldn't think this was it, right? A guy that didn't seem to be that many, wasn't mentioned in anybody's coaching carousel posts, or this was the hot commodity, or otherwise. I mean, and I don't blame ownership if I'm talking about Philadelphia here, because I actually think they have a good owner. The last time they made beautiful music on offense was when Frank Reich was there as the OC, right? That's when Carson Wentz was at his best. That's when they looked like they were headed somewhere, looked like they had this sustainable model. You could plug anybody in it because you got this great relationship going. If you can't get Frank Reich to come back, you pluck from that coaching tree. That makes sense to me. That's intuitive. You try to run the same kind of stuff and have a guy relate to Carson Wentz because whether you like it or not, you're staying married to that guy. There's a lot of money there, and I don't see a good way out for them in terms of trade or without eating a bunch of salary or cutting him and having a devastating cap situation. They pretty much seem determined to make Carson Wentz a thing and make him work. The last time it worked the best was when Frank Reich was there, so I get this.
Smorgasbord of news coming out today and over the last 24 hours, and we're just kind of mowing through it all with some inch-deep takes, and we'll take out a shovel on all these things. We got plenty of time today. 4.5 hours. It's just me, Danny, and you. And at one point, we'll have a guest at 3 o'clock, Randy Mueller. But otherwise, we're just going to get to the bottom of as many of these stories as possible. All right, the next thing on the hit list here, and we could have led with this if not for the couple of breaking items. I am so excited about this, Danny. You know that I love going to the sports book and putting some bucks down on games. And it's a great frustration to me that you're not able to do that while just sitting at home. But as a Virginia resident in Lorton, that is changing for me because FanDuel has won the race and they are providing the opportunity starting today for people like me to be fat and to sit on their couch and to watch games and to just get on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. And by the way, when it goes live, and it will sometime during our show probably today, the promo code you can use is GP because we're going to be in a relationship with FanDuel on this show, which I'm excited about. That's not why I'm talking about it right now. I'm talking about it whether they were paying me to talk about it or not. This would be a topic on our show, I'll be very honest with you. But I've got my app ready to go. I am waiting to make my bet. I've been loading FanDuel all day long and trying to bet, and it's not yet live, but it is imminent. It's supposed to be, could be within the hour, could be this afternoon. Supposedly by tonight, you will be able to bet on your favorite team's games from the comfort of your own home in Virginia. So for Danny Ruye in D.C. and for Tom Plyman in Maryland, if he's in Maryland still, stinks to be you guys. But in Virginia, where we're doing great, come on over the border and eat yourself a breakfast sandwich at McDonald's and put your bets in before you drive home.
Well, I got the Gamut DC action, right? I can throw some bets town as well in the district. But yes, it's happening. It's ubiquitous, and it's
but
wonderful.
Do you have the FanDuel Sportsbook action?
I don't have that from the comfort of my basement, right? So it's leveling up. But this the arms race is happening. I think as soon as the first domino fell, and somebody much smarter than me could tell me what that was, right? Whatever that first domino was, it became a we don't have time for your objections, state legislature guy or gal. We don't have time for your whatever it's moral equivocating or talking about who was going to lose, and it doesn't matter. We don't have time for it anymore. We got to get on board because this is going to sweep the country. Everybody wants this. There's a huge, overwhelming majority of citizens in this country that want this, and it's happening. So you can see it. Maryland, it looks like the timetable is maybe late 2021/2022, maybe more realistic. D.C.'s already got something going. He touched on it. Virginia, again, to me, went at light speed. And maybe I missed something, but they went from maybe hemming and hawing and they're not really sure to, nope, we're gonna land on Plymouth Rock as well. It's great. I love the options. I love fans having the choice. Do it or don't. Enjoy yourself. Throw a few bucks down, throw $100 down, $1,000, whatever you want to do. It's yours. You earned it. Enjoy yourself. Here's what I know.
For many, many, many years, I have watched a game and I've said, God, I'd love to be able to just bet on this game right now without having to drive somewhere or call some friend somewhere and seedily do it. I would just like to put $5 down on the Caps against the Sabres tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight I can. For the first time in my life as a 32-year-old person, assuming this goes live in the next few hours as expected. By the way, we're going to let you know when it does. They're going to notify me. I'm going to get a note, and I'm going to tell you guys, and we'll break it on the air, when in Virginia you'll be able to get on your app and make that bet. So that is really, really cool. On the Washington football team front, so you and I already knew Marty Herney reportedly going to become the general manager. That happened while we were on the air on Tuesday. Is it Tuesday or is it Tuesday?
Tuesday.
I'm looking for Tuesday. So then while we were sleeping, starring Sandra Bullock on Wednesday, we found out that Martin Mayhew is also coming to Washington. And so instead of just having the one general manager in Carolina for many years, an accomplished front office executive coming in to be your GM, they're bringing Mayhew in some other role. I don't know what his title's going to be. He had a comparable title to Kyle Smith in San Francisco. So while neither of those two guys is beloved at their previous stops, Mayhew is the GM of the Lions, Herney is the GM of the Panthers, both are kind of the butt of jokes in those markets. Neither had illustrious runs. It's not like you're bringing people in who were running the Patriots as they were winning Super Bowls. You at least have two guys who have been GMs for a long, long time now in your front office. And as of a week ago, you didn't have anybody like that. I mean, Rivera has never done this thing where he runs the front office. So I don't see a path to Kyle Smith staying here. Maybe I'll end up being wrong. I think he'll probably be out. But you replace the 36-year-old who's never been a GM, who is doing something for the first time this year, with two guys who have been GMs before, and we've talked about how many former Patriots Panthers employees there are. I wish there were Patriots employees. But there is a lot of experience being added here if you want to take the positive angle for Washington.
So adding Martin Mayhew to the Marty Herney mix, to me, is positive. I think that's good. Now, here's what people are going to do. They'll look at they'll do a cursory glance at Lions draft history and decide, nope, bad GM. They'll look at records, even though there's an 11-5 season, a 10-6 season mixed in there. By the way, 11-5, something Washington hasn't done since, 1991, hasn't equaled that kind of a record. But they'll look at a couple drafts, and they'll look at records and say, nope, bad GM. It ignores complicating factors. The same way that if you had just analyzed, let's say for the sake of argument, John Schneider when he was here, you'd look at a record, you'd look at some draft choices and go, nope, bad executive. He goes somewhere else and does great. Same with Trent Baalke. Same with You could pick your offensive guru. You could pick a guy that coordinated defense. Whether someone's good, bad, or indifferent, the proof isn't always in, you know, your Pro Football Reference page. You got no idea who, was Kyle Smith a bad general manager prospect because Dan Snyder insisted on taking Dwayne Haskins? Well, that's on Kyle Smith's ledger, right? So that's probably why he was pissed off about that. You see my point here. There are always complicating factors. I would rather have, on a binary, more good football, qualified, smart people that have a track record of some kind that we can pick apart. We can have this debate, and we should. We should have a debate over the caliber of Martin Mayhew and Marty Herney, et cetera. By the way, more guys with M-A-R-T as their first name in the front office, please. But you see that. We can have that discussion, have that debate. I think that's wonderful and welcome. But I would rather have more qualified football people than less. We did less for a long time here in Washington. Vinny Bumbats, Bruce Allen. No, thank you. I'd rather err on this side than on the other. Is it perfect? Absolutely not. Is it better than it was? You bet your ass.
Yeah, I like when people are getting jobs that they're overqualified for. And if you bring in someone who's been a GM and they're no longer a GM, they're answering to a GM, then that's a good thing. And I don't care how bad of a GM they were. It's like when people make jokes about Bill O'Brien now going to Alabama to be the offensive coordinator.
It's a good
hire.
This
guy was running an NFL front office and an NFL organization, poorly to an extent. That's a hard job to do all that. A lot of people fail doing that. Him calling plays at Alabama and working with a college quarterback with his resume, that's a really good hire. That's someone that you should want in that role. So because you failed at running 10 restaurants doesn't mean you can't be a good waiter. You know, it doesn't mean that you can't be a good kitchen manager at one. And I think Mayhew is a nice addition, just like Herney in a role is a nice addition. Him being a GM, not really knowing the definition of how much picking of the players he's going to do, I don't love it, but he's a nice addition to have in your front office. So we'll see how it all sorts out. We're talking about this throughout the day. But the note that has come across the line since we last were on the air is that it's not just Herney, it's also Mayhew. And I am all for bringing in people who have been in the league for a long time and had the highest position in a front office, period. The more of those guys at the table, probably the better. The Capitals, they're in hot water. Yeah. They are going to be without, it sounds like, according to Peter Laviolette, for the next four games. Alex Ovechkin, Yevgeny Kuznetsov, Dmitry Orlov, and their starting goaltender, Ilya Samsonov. All four of their Russians. Ovi, their top liner, and obviously an annual threat to score more goals than everyone else in the league, the Rocket Richard winner. Kuzi, who's their best center, their most talented center. I think Backstrom's a more complete player, but Kuzi's the guy that kind of stirs the drink, and when he's going, they're going. Dmitry Orlov's a top-line defenseman for them. Top four guy on any team, but he and Carlson, for the most part, is the tandem they're hoping separates themselves this year. And then Sammy is supposed to be the bell cow netminder ahead of Vanecek. Those four guys in the COVID protocol are going to miss four games. And I've made calls and talked to reporters who have been reporting on this and tried to get to the bottom of this as best I can. And what everyone can gather so far, Danny, is it sounds like somebody within the organization, I don't know who, tested positive at some point, okay? According to Laviolette kind of letting it slip in a press conference. Uh-huh. Because of that, they start doing some digging and some contact tracing, and guys were honest. And those four guys in a hotel room didn't have masks on. They weren't at a bar. They weren't at a restaurant. They weren't out and about in public. Supposedly, they were in one of their hotel rooms. These guys that are on the ice, that are in the locker room, that occasionally don't have masks on as they're yelling at each other on the sheet of frozen water that they play on. And because they were in a hotel room and they weren't in masks, they violated the policy, and they're going to miss what is the equivalent of almost double-digit games in a normal hockey season. I'm all for the protocols being taken seriously. I got to be honest, though, this is damaging to the Caps, and maybe I'm biased, but it feels like a bit of an overreach if it's really that four guys that get tested all the time, two of them, by the way, supposedly already have antibodies, according to Ovechkin's wife, Ovi and Orlov, she says, do, according to her Instagram account. It's just a lot for me, man. Sorry, it is.
I understand all of it. And what I mean is, I get the swift, harsh, whatever you want to call this. Obviously, it's a punishment or cautionary action being taken by the league. I fully understand it. I also understand the perspective you just laid out 100%, where you go, okay, can we actually have some practical understanding here of what actually went on and what's happening? Are we overdoing it? I get that. I don't have a good answer, is what I'm going to tell you. And this is not what we're supposed to do normally in this whole sports radio type venue. Supposed to come out screaming everything's the best or the worst thing of all time. I don't have a great answer. I get it. I understand why there's a harsh reality dealt to this because of how serious this is and how serious the league needs to take it to prevent things. And every situation, you could probably have some nuance and some, hey, let's relax a little bit. And I think the point here is, everybody's subject to the same thing. Let this be a cautionary tale. You're right, though. At the end of the day, it's a damaging penalty for the Capitals, for sure.
Phillip Rivers is retiring. We'll get into that. Dan Campbell, the new head coach of the Lions, at his introductory press conference. He is the leader of the football Cowboys.
Hats on hats.
absolutely hysterical. So we'll play some of that audio because he's talking about eating people's kneecaps, only slightly hyperbolic. I mean, it is a lot to deal with. You'll hear that coming up at 2:45, and we can enter the Joan Dome and just zing him for a while. But next, Washington linked to Deshaun Watson via a national reporter. Are we buying or selling that story? Grant and Daniel.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. As always, thank you for making this show part of your day. We're with you until 6:30, 4 hours from now. And coming up in about a half hour at 3, Randy Mueller, former executive of the year from when he was a GM in the National Football League. We'll ask him what he thinks about the structure with Herney and Mayhew added to Ron Rivera's front office. Nothing official yet, but those reports are that those hires have been made and they're just going to let the ink dry before they make it official. We can also ask him about Deshaun Watson, though, Danny, because it sounds like Washington could be a sleeper team for Watson, if you want to believe one of the reports out there from ESPN's Jeremy Fowler. He says if Watson is traded, as we're all expecting, the Dolphins would be the front runner to get him. They got all the picks. They got all the money. And they got plenty of wiggle room. But he listed a couple teams as sleeper candidates to look out for under the radar. Among them, the Washington football team.
The need is there, right? I mean, this is how these sorts of things start. You look at what's reasonable. This team right now doesn't have a great path to finding a long-term answer quarterback. The conventional path is you do what the Jets did. You stink, great kid comes out, you got a chance to pick one. Easy peasy, right? We're done. The same with the Jaguars. You need one, you're in position to take one, you do it. That's simple. If you need one and you are, let's say, Ben Roethlisberger retires, you got to be unorthodox, right? Because Pittsburgh's not picking typically in the top 10, although they did that 1 year when they get him. Sometimes you're the Colts and you luck out. Peyton Manning is gone for a year. You can have the number one overall pick when Andrew Luck comes out, and it's done, and that's that. For the most part, though, you're looking at math. You're looking at sort of what's this team's path, and you go, well, if there's an unconventional method that's going to cost them more than it will one of these teams that just simply spends a draft pick on a great quarterback, here are what some of the teams that where it would make sense. And Washington is absolutely in that camp for a star, an absolute star that's still in the career ascent in Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I actually think they make a lot of sense. And I get the other teams that he references because they're in a similar boat sitting right next to Washington as they putt their way down the river. I mean, he referenced a sleeper in the Chicago Bears. Good defense, decent weaponry. They need to keep Allen Robinson, and it'd be easier to do so, by the way, if you brought in Deshaun Watson and then went to him and said, hey, we'd love to have him throw you the ball for the next 5 years. I'll bet you might find a more interested Allen Robinson in staying in the Windy City. The other team that he brings up is the Carolina Panthers. New head coach Matt Rhule, a guy that collegiately designed spread offenses, like the one that Watson thrived in at Clemson and has excelled in at times in Houston. On top of that, he's a guy that has worked with some dual threats, and you'd have to imagine could maybe put him over the top as a quarterback whisperer. So I understand that as well. That's a young ascending team in need of a star quarterback. But Washington makes as much sense as either of those two teams because
exactly right.
of the defense that they've put together, because they are close if they had a championship-level quarterback. I mean, you put Watson on any decent team, and now you could see them winning playoff games. But the football team here is an example of a club where if they had a strong quarterback this year, you could have seen them give the Bucs all they can handle.
Yep.
And then the next week, maybe you're playing, you know, pick your team, whether it's the Rams or the Packers. Now, I don't know. I don't know if you win that game or you don't. You probably don't. But you're going in as a 3-point dog instead of a 12-point dog. I mean, it's a major, major difference from what they're dealing with. And they're just so devoid of a answer at the position, to your point. It's not like they're just a team without a quarterback. They're a team that has no path to a quarterback with their current roster. Like, the guy is just not there. He's got to be elsewhere. He's either in college or he's on another roster right now. And that's why it makes a lot of sense. Now, this is from the perspective, by the way, of Washington.
Right.
Deshaun Watson does have a no-trade clause. And I continue to hear nobody bring that up. He's going to have to sign off on any of these deals. Would he want to play in Washington? Does he see a path to winning a Super Bowl here? Would he want to play in Chicago, passed on him, or any of these other teams? I don't know. But I know that for obvious reasons here in Washington, it makes a lot of sense that they would move heaven and earth to try to bring him in.
And here's what Washington could do. Some of the teams that are and there's a set of NFL odds for Deshaun Watson's destination, Washington's only in the teens. They're sort of middle of the pack here. They're around teams like Detroit, Philadelphia, right around Jacksonville, who has the first pick, so that doesn't make a ton of sense to me, but bear with me. The path that Washington could take, they don't have the draft capital that a Miami does, right, where they've got Houston's picks already, ironically, right? So what Washington could do is say, we got a glut at a couple spots. We got a few extra defensive linemen that are really, really good. You like one of those guys? We'll get by when Matt Ioannidis comes back with one, you know, we can live without Daron Payne, if it lets us Deshaun Watson, plus a couple picks. They've got some young pieces. You like one of our bookend defensive ends? We could talk about that, right? Washington could do that as a way to maybe entice and offer a more sure thing than just draft capital spread out over 2 or 3 years. That may be a path forward. Would they be willing to do that? I don't know the answer. But to me, there is a legitimate path that you could have an offer that's A, more enticing to Houston, and then for Deshaun Watson's camp, you go, I know we just gave up a star or two to come get you, but look at this. We got the fourth most cap space. It's about to be the third most cap space once we move on from Alex Smith, once we make a couple cuts and our dead cap numbers surely will be significant. However, we're going to be there. We're going to go get you a couple receivers. You like Curtis Samuel? Pick him up. You like Allen Robinson? Pick him up. We'll get you Brandon Scherff to protect you. You got a defense that's still going to ball out with Jack Del Rio. How about an NFC East that stinks? Welcome to the playoffs, Deshaun Watson. Enjoy the show.
What I can't understand is the fans that I've heard say you can't give up 3 first-round picks to go get him. I think that that's crazy, particularly coming from people that belong to this fan base that has gone an eternity searching for a quarterback. Mm-hmm. I mean, here's the list of the quarterbacks in the modern era. And for modern era, I'm just going to say since 10 years before I was born and I'm in my 30s, of quarterbacks here that were better than Deshaun Watson. I'm going to give you the full list right now.
All right, go ahead.
Here it is.
Whenever you're ready.
Oh, did I cut out? I must have cut out.
Yeah. I lost you there. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. So here's the full list. I'm going to name all the quarterbacks since, you know, before you and I were born that are better than Deshaun Watson who played for Washington. Are you ready?
Sure. Yep, go ahead.
So here's the list.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Because they've never had a guy like Deshaun Watson.
They haven't had one. Yeah,
so
never had one.
When you talk about giving up 3 first-round picks, one of those picks, you sort to the side and you say, well, that's what it would cost to just get your quarterback if you hit the lottery anyway. Now, forget for a second that it's hard to find a Deshaun Watson where he was taken, which is outside of the top 10. Anyway, you normally have to pick in the top 5 to get a guy like him, and who knows if or when that's going to happen again. But okay, so now it's really, well, the first pick is like taking the quarterback. So it's kind of like 2 first-round picks for Deshaun Watson. And you say, well, man, you just, I don't know if you're going to be able to surround him with enough talent if you're missing out on those two first-round picks, who could very easily or very well be busts. That could be a tackle that doesn't pan out. That could be a wide receiver that doesn't pan out. Now, the part of the conversation that I hear from fans that I do agree with completely, and I think it's very sound and very reasonable, and it's responsible, is when you talk about what he makes. And reasonable minds can disagree on paying quarterbacks close to $40 million a year against your cap. Before this pandemic, the cap was exploding in a way every year. It was getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and I wasn't that concerned about that. I'm slightly more concerned now, but if someone wants to say the path to winning a title is not by paying a quarterback that kind of money, I think you can make that case. Now, don't turn on your TV this weekend, by the way, because the four guys that are left make that kind of money, or will when they get paid. In the case of Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes, now, Tom Brady's taken a bunch of pay cuts through the years because he's married to Giselle, who's worth hundreds of millions of dollars, which is nice. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, those are $40 million a year type quarterbacks in terms of their worth. But if your point is just as simple as, I'd rather find another way than having to pay that much to the quarterback, good luck.
Yeah.
I mean, make a valiant attempt.
Right. I go back to what I said at the time. I didn't think the Amari Cooper trade was actually good for Dallas. And even though he was producing at a very high level, everyone kind of threw that in my face. And I said, here's the point. When you spend draft capital and contract money, that's the double whammy. You have a finite amount of resources. So that player, a wide receiver, who is very good, by the way, who I wish had come to Washington, cost you from both columns. That can be devastating unless you make incredibly shrewd, perfect decisions for the rest of your roster. Dallas fell apart, probably not just because they traded for Amari Cooper, but that's a factor. Quarterback to me is different. They just don't make any of these guys. They make receivers. They don't make quarterbacks that are worth the damn. As evidenced by the multiple franchises, probably top of my head 15, that have simply never had the guy. I don't mean like sometimes. I mean have never had the guy for generations. This is one of them. People should be desperate.
And I think there is desperation. I just believe that it's easy when it's everyone else to say, oh, they should definitely give that up to go get Deshaun Watson. Now it's your picks, and all of a sudden you get tight with them. But
right.
This is simple to me. Do you have a quarterback? If the answer is no, you have to do whatever you can to get a quarterback because nothing else matters until you get one. And I'd much rather have a quarterback and have to figure out how to make things work around that player, particularly when it's a player like Deshaun Watson who can elevate the play of the guys around him. I'd rather do that than try to figure out how I'm going to win with Taylor Heineke or Kyle Allen.
Yep.
Or
no more bridges,
Marcus Mariota.
No more Band-Aids, no more Keenums, never again.
I'm good on that. I'm also good on the hiring of Dan Campbell already, and I'm really happy we don't do radio in Detroit. If it was up to me, every day we would just find funny audio clips that relate to sports, and then we would react to them for 4 hours. That's my favorite thing to do. His press conference is gold. We could do a couple hours on it today. We're not in Detroit, so we won't do that. But I do want people to hear some of his press conference and his hat-on-a-hat football cowboy shtick today that apparently went over big with Lions fans. Like, they are steamed up for Dan Campbell. We'll get to that next. What a time.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
To be alive. Just moments ago, the FanDuel Sportsbook app went live, Danny Ruye. And that means for the first time in my life, while sitting in my basement, I can bet on a sports match. Remember, if you're getting the app from our friends at FanDuel, you can use my promo code GP. You can do it right now. So the Caps play the Sabres tonight. I don't want my first ever bet on a Caps game to be against the Capitals. But they are without Alex Ovechkin,
yeah,
Dmitry Orlov, Ilya Samsonov, who would have been between the pipes tonight, and some guy named Evgeny Kuznetsov. So maybe I won't bet on the Caps-Sabres game tonight. Maybe I'll find another game I like this evening so I don't have to bet against one of my teams. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. But here's the thing. Don't you want your first bet to be a winner? A winner, winner, chicken dinner?
I do.
Maybe it's the time. Maybe
although if
the
it's
time.
A loser, that's okay because FanDuel is going to give me my money back if I lose on my first bet. How crazy is that deal, by the way?
Then you can't be that with a bat. Then I think you got to bet against the Caps tonight with nobody healthy. It's you, me, and Tommy, and Tom Plyman skating for him this evening.
All right. Then I will consider putting some cash down on the Caps without all of their Russian-born players.
Caps just win, no problem. You get your money back from FanDuel, and the Caps won, so you're happy. Caps lose, you get your money.
Oof, what a day. I'm so
jacked
up. That's
not bad, right? Pretty good Thursday.
My wife, all morning long, we're doing stuff around the house, and she's like, are you still waiting for it to go live? Because I was refreshing over and over. I woke up because last night I heard today's the day. And so I woke up like a kid on Christmas morning, not able to do it, 9 a.m., 12, 1 o'clock. But just minutes ago, it went live. So if you've been waiting like I have, the time has come. All right, Dan Campbell's been hired by the Detroit Lions. So for those of you that don't know Dan Campbell, tight end, fullback type. Like, hat on a hat, physical, lead you in the running game. If you're a tailback, follow me to glory kind of guy. And he was not your Travis Kelce 100-yard-a-game tight end. He was not Darren Waller creating mismatches. I mean, he was in the paint. He was blocking at the line of scrimmage, just boxing out and getting rebounds. As you'd imagine, as a coach who became an interim coach at one point for the Dolphins, he has been kind of Mr. Physicality, wear you down, be the last man standing. And at times, like, there have been questions, like Oklahoma drills and some of the things that he's done when he's gotten a chance to run drills and practices. But his introductory press conference today was an all-timer. This is an excerpt from Dan Campbell today as he introduced himself to Lions fans.
So this team's going to be built on, we're going to kick you in the teeth. All right, and when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right? And we're going to stand up. And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down, all right? And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up. And then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing, all right? That's going to be the mentality.
We're going to bite your kneecap. If you knock us down, when we get up, we're going to eat your kneecap. What does that even mean?
And then it'll take two shots, and then we'll get up, and then we'll eat your other kneecap. Then it'll take three shots, and pretty soon it'll take four. What on earth is he talking about? What is he talking about? Is this football still? What are we doing?
We're going to bite your ear, and we're going to twist your nose. And when you say uncle, we're going to say, no, we're playing mercy, not uncle. And then when you say mercy, we're going to change our minds because we're playing uncle again. Like, what is he talking about?
I want you to look me in the eye right now. I want you to look at the man next to you. Grab his hand. Make a little bit of a C. Not quite a full C, but a kind of a C. Repeat after me. 1, 2, 3, 4. I declare a thumb war. Let's get it going. Let's get it going in here.
What Mullins, is that horse's ass talking about? Play this clip again for me, because I want to hear him talking about, I'm going to eat your kneecap. This is the mentality we're going to have with the Lions. We're taking on the image of this city. We're going to eat kneecaps.
So this team's going to be built on, we're going to kick you in the teeth. All right. And when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off. All right. And we're going to stand up. And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. All right. And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap and we're going to get up. And then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing. All right.
So I know that you're biting off my kneecap. And then you said you're going to bite off my other kneecap the next time. So I get all that. But he talks about this other hunk of meat that you're taking from me. Is that my thigh? Is that my hamstring?
But we'll like it.
We're going to take a hunk of meat.
We're going to do that thing that bad guys do in movies. You know when a bad guy gets punched and he bleeds from his lip and he touches his hand to his lip and then looks at it? We're going to do that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
But it went over. He popped the crowd.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Like, McAfee and a bunch of people are just loving this dude. They're like, this guy is the man. This is it. The Lions are fixed. They've solved their problems. Oh, I just want people that are smarter than the people on the other sideline. That's all I want. Grant and Danny on the Fan, former Executive of the Year, joins us next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.